The cognitive approach, analyze into components, physiology, strategies, motivation, contrastive analysis, separate what's essential from idiosyncratic, the difference that makes a difference, then consciously start dropping off pieces to find out what's essential. Sensitivity analysis, determine what's critical, start changing things to find out if they make any difference. Find out if it makes a difference in terms of results. 7, strategies, a lot of patient pushing to find out what they're doing in their heads while they do it. So they say you want to get the cook in the kitchen. If you can get the person who you're actually modeling right there while they're doing the behavior, you're going to get the best result. Because then they're not recreating it in their mind. You're not saying go back to a time when you did this. You're getting it right there where it's happening. That's the best time to do it. If you can. 8, install in self. Test is when you get the same results as the experts do. So you want to make sure you can get that same result. Then universal training design and train trainers. 4, outputs of modeling. A training on how to do it more effectively. So that's one thing you could do with modeling. Selection criteria beats training every time. So this is what Connie was talking about. If you're going to put people into an organization, you want to select the right people. That beats training every time. So we can teach people stuff, but you're going to look for the selection criteria. For example, doing metaprograms and values analysis beforehand when you're selecting those people is going to be more effective than actually teaching them the values and the metaprograms and installing and aligning all of that and the strategies. Man-machine interface, man-man interface are things that we can do as well. That's that on modeling. And what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to take a break here for a second. We're going to come back and we're going to do a little bit more of modeling. We're actually going to do another, we're going to do a board break, but we're going to do it from a different perspective. We're going to do a standing board break. And we're going to model, and I want to go in more in depth in the questioning from a modeling perspective. So I want to find out, I'll have you guys model me, and I want you to find out the beliefs, the values, the everything that's involved, the strategies, what's going on, and do the questioning to produce that same result that I'm able to produce in the board break from a standing perspective. And what we're doing is we're just installing the modeling. And I'll share with you one more piece. When I do modeling now, one of the things that I'll do is I'll begin to look at various means of finding out about an individual. So like what I'll do is I'll find many sources of information on that one person. And then I'll extract from those sources their beliefs, their values, their metaprograms, the strategies, macro strategies, micro strategies, all of that. And I'll take that package and then I will install that in myself through various means. We could do it with submodalities, and we could do it by, like, for example, install the values with submodalities. We could install strategies, which we're going to get into in advanced strategies when we get to that. What I'll tend to do is I've got other processes that I use as well. Mind mapping are good processes for installing strategies. So there's various ways that you can do it. Also, deep trance identification is a nice way to do real formal modeling if you're going to do that. But just knowing what you know, from all of NLP, from what you've done so far, you pretty much have the tools to do modeling. Right? You pretty much have the tools to do modeling. Is it nice to sit down and do a whole modeling project? Absolutely. Otherwise, that's what I'm getting just recently in designing Leadership Explosion. But you do have the tools. I mean, I had the tools too when I left. Yeah. So we're going to do some intuitive type of modeling when we come back from the break. So right now it is 5 to 7. Let's come back at 7:10. 15-minute break starts now. Ready? Go. We have a couple more boards in the back if you don't have a board. Break time! No, there's a couple of boards here. So, before we start this, Gary's going to be coming in to teach tomorrow. He was my first partner when I ran my first NLP training. And it's funny that Gary's coming in tomorrow because one of the things that I modeled, one of the things I noticed about Gary is that he had a lot of heart when he taught. And people absolutely love Gary. His students always love him. And I went up to him one day and I said, "How do you do that?" You know, I said, "How do you have so much connection with the students that you teach?" And he gave me his strategy for having heart in a training. And it was quite interesting because I elicited it step by step. So I use the stuff that I'm talking about. So. I went to him, I said, "How do you do that? What's the first thing that you do when you come into a training that allows you to connect with people the way you do?" And he said, "Well, I go into the training," and he said, I said, "What do you believe about it?" He said, "Well, what I believe is that the people sitting there every one of them is going to be transformed. They'll be touched in some way by something that I say. He said, it might not be everything, but he knows that, he said, just the fact that they're there means that something that I say is going to get through to them, and it's going to make some difference in their life. And he says, I have that belief. And I said, wow, okay, great. I said, well, how do you connect with people when you first go into a class? He said, well, before I go into a class, he said, I'll walk into the class, and he says, I'll be on stage, and sometimes I'll do it before the class comes in. And he says, and I will kind of ask my higher self or my connection to all that there is to come down inside of me. He'll kind of channel it, and he'll allow himself to become the vessel for that. So that's his, and he said, so everything that comes through me is inspired rather than being something that I'm consciously manipulating or attempting to come up with. It's inspired thought that comes through me. And I thought that was really neat. So once I took that strategy and I started doing that, and before I'll come into a class now, I'll channel in, I'll say, come down inside of me and help and speak through me. Now, it sounds a bit esoteric if you're not esoteric, but it's a strategy that works well. I said, come down inside of me and speak through me. Let me become the vessel for whatever needs to be said, and let whatever the individuals that are there, whatever it is that they need to hear, let that come through me. And I go in with the belief that somehow something that I say is going to transform people in whatever way that is. And that really changed my speaking style tremendously. There was a huge shift at that moment when I modeled that. So I'm practicing what I preach, I guess is what I'm saying.